Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Kurt Palfari. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown tags and scores. Wagner tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is walked intentionally. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Alvis moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Tiant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Palfari moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Lee Stang now pitching. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Palfari tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Orioles. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Powell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alvis is hit by the pitch. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bulfari strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bulfari out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lau hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. as Q hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stang takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bulfari hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lau hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Moran pinch hits for Lee Stang. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with McMahon covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 2 in the game. McNally hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Alves hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bulfari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Houser pinch hits for Fred Whitfield. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.